welcome the shittiest song of the week.
That sounds fucking terrible.
It's like retard music.
It's utter horseshit.
I was gonna say, it's bad.
This is dumb, retarded.
Because it's so bad.
It's obnoxious.
So very annoying.
Unlistenable.
That's bad. That's really bad.
That was so bad.
For the love of God, why the fuck are you listening to Shitty Song of the Week?
Hello, welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm your host, Brandon, and joining me, as always, back by popular demand, it's Red. How's it going, buddy?
What's going on, dude?
And we also got Teresa with us. Teresa, welcome.
Hi, guys. Glad to be here. I'm excited for tonight.
Yay.
Yeah. People, you know what to do. Check us out at shittysong.show, where you're going to get links to the social media and our Patreon. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this, too. We're having you on as a special guest today.
Yay! I'm competing, guys.
It's kind of redundant, right? Like, she's already here anyway.
Yeah, but she doesn't bring songs now.
Yeah, I guess that's true. We're letting you out of the closet, Teresa, and you get to bring a song this time, I guess.
I know. I get to play again, and I'm excited.
Yeah, I don't get to berate her as a producer anymore.
Yeah, now you can just berate me as a guest. And actually, it's a twofer. You can berate me as a producer and a guest. How often can you do that?
That's true.
That's a good point.
Well, don't fuck this opportunity up. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I'll try.
We don't know how many times this is going to come around, Teresa, so give it your best shot, I guess.
I'll give it my most okayest attempt.
All
right, well, I don't know if we have a specific category for tonight, or if we're just settling on, like, generic rock music. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, Teresa just said rock, and we went
with that. Well, hard rock.
Yeah, whatever. Either way.
But yeah, basically rock.
Yeah. This one doesn't have a subcategory, Brandon.
Not really, no.
Well, that works for me. And, well, I guess since are we going first, Red?
I guess if you want.
Yeah, well, why not?
Sure.
We'll let the guests go after us this time around.
Oh, how kind! How kind!
Yeah.
Save the best for last.
You're not really a guest per se, Teresa. You're still the producer, but you're a guest producer. So, or producer guest. I don't know, but.
No, I get it. Save the best for last. I'm totally fine with that. So,
don't shoot yourself in the foot, Teresa. Don't.
I know.
Best? You're supposed to be doing your worst, not your best.
Well, my best worst.
Okay. Either way.
Well, Red, since you found this song, you want to go into what we bring in tonight?
I fucking knew you were gonna do that. You do that every time.
Yeah, and you told me that you prepared something this time around, so...
I did. I kind of expected it, but I was hoping you were going to go, oh, well, we've got... just to surprise me, but that didn't happen, so...
No, not yet.
Dance monkey.
Right? Pew, pew. So, the song I've got, I thought was a new song, but it's not. This song is 16 years old, but it's just now, like the 1st of December last year, I guess... just now making its way to the airwaves.
Oh, so a previously unreleased song?
Something like that, yeah.
Interesting.
Like a deep, deep, deep cut. So Teresa, Brandon, I guess, GNR, Guns N' Roses, put out a song back in December called The General. Are either of you familiar with this?
No.
Nope.
See, I told you I thought it was new, but it's literally 16. It turns out to be a B-side on a limited edition 7-inch vinyl album called Perhaps.
Okay.
That came out in August of last year.
Uh-huh.
So I'll probably wind up bringing the Perhaps song, too, at some point this year, but we'll get to that, you know, at a later episode. But the funny thing is about this, dude, ladies and gentlemen, it was written during the Chinese democracy era of Guns N' Roses.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
So I think that was like 2006 or 2007.
I think so.
Sebastian Bach has even said that it was probably the heaviest metal tune he's ever heard Axl do. Which I think is bullshit, because Get in the Ring is way heavier than this song. I think you'll agree once you hear it. It's got a weird, really weird, like, not Guns N' Roses kind of melody to it. The cadence of the song, like Axl's, his sing-songy parts in it are weird in the beginning, especially. It's got a slow, obnoxious riff. The signature high-pitched Axl Rose voice. And from what I've read, it's supposed to be a sequel to, what was the Use Your Illusion 2, I think, a song on there called Estranged, I think is the name of the song.
Okay. You guys
familiar with that? Okay.
Which Estranged was the song that inspired November Rain.
Mm.
So
okay.
It's all coming back full circle with Guns N' Roses and Axl, because they got back Duff McKagan for this. They got back Slash. You know, and Axl are all, you know, got the band back together for this thing. But it's not good. it's even got, obviously, because it's got Slash in it, it's got Deedly D's, but not when you think you'll get them. I'm not going to ruin it, but they're not in the part of the song where you think that they'd be.
Misplaced Deedly D's, eh?
Yeah, they kind of lost it. But anyway, I'll go ahead and get this pulled up and we can get this thing started. I guess that's enough of an intro. Is that good enough? I kind of prepared that a little bit and off the top of my head, so.
You did fine, Red.
That was beautiful.
Hell yeah.
For hosting this show for 4 years now, you did fine.
Yeah, I know. I always get cold feet, man. It's weird. But, all right, so here we go. This is Guns N' Roses with The General. Intro.
Are they trying to mimic like Sneaker Pimps?
I don't know. And the more I'm not a closet fan of GNR, but I have a few GNR deep cuts that I like. You know what I mean? Everybody knows the radio tunes. I'm somewhat of a fan of some of the deeper cuts on some of the albums they have. Get in the Ring's one of them. November Rain is one of them. You know, but there's just something about that intro that I want to like, but at the same time, it's complete dog shit.
It's so boring.
It's boring, but I'm not mad at it. Because like I said, it has a Sneaker Pimps kind of feel to it. And
all it needs is a...
Exactly. So yeah. I kind of want to see what they do with this.
Oh, you're not going to like it, Teresa. You're not going to like it at all.
Damn it.
Yeah, so that was the intro. Now comes Axl's vocals. The first verse. I don't necessarily think that's the hook per se, but it comes up again. I guess you could call it the hook, don't bore us with the chorus kind of deal. But you'll see very soon that this song repeats itself. There's not much lyrical structure to this song at all.
I kind of gather that.
When I'm not talking about his vocal, the effect on his voice and the way he screams and the whole Axl thing. I'm just saying the lyrical structure of it.
There's is he harmonizing with himself?
I think he is. I think it's a double track.
Yeah,
that's what it's sounding like.
I think it's got a couple, two, three Axl Rose layers on it.
Yeah. That's what the world needs is triple Axl.
So this is what Guns N' Roses sound like if Axl Rose took a bunch of acid, huh?
He's in his Pink Floyd era.
Yeah, this is K-hole Axel, I guess.
Yeah, like, it's so incredibly, I'm having a hard time paying attention to it because of how dull and slow this thing is. Like, I'm hoping that it picks up at some point.
So the tempo picks up, but the vocals get worse from here.
Great.
Yeah. So the tempo picks up. It doesn't get better, but it picks up, like you asked. But the vocals spiral from here on out.
Ugh.
Yeah. So here's the second verse, I guess, maybe. Doesn't need a bullhorn. He doesn't need distortion on his voice.
No, it sounds like he's singing in a tin can.
Not for nothing though, like that, I kind of expected it. Full disclosure, Red, I haven't heard this whole thing all the way through. I listened to about 45 seconds of it and said, yeah, this is fine.
Fair enough. You're pulling a Red, it's fine. It's fine, I get it.
Yeah, So I'm listening to this part here for the first time, and I expected, like, when the intro came up, I was like, oh my god, his voice, like, at some point he's going to break out a fucking megaphone and just start screaming at you Sum 41 style, and sure enough, this is what we get.
Yeah, so the, can anybody tell, that's when it starts, is in that second part that I played earlier. That's, every section of these vocals, his octave gets higher and higher and higher. It started off low. I'm not going to say baritone, but it started off kind of low. Then it went a little octave higher on the second part, and now he's fucking screaming through a bullhorn, and it distorts the vocals, and you really can't understand what he's saying.
No, you really can't.
His words are muffled a lot, yeah.
Yeah, this is mixed horribly.
I have the lyrics pulled up if you guys are curious about it. I'm just letting you know, like, it's not going to get any better from here.
Yeah, like, what was he saying when he started using the bullhorn?
Well, the second part is, can anybody tell me why the pain, it just won't stop? Can anybody tell me this pain, it just won't stop? So he kind of repeats himself. And then he goes, my only regret... This is the part we started before I cut it off. My only regret is that I never took the time to forget all those unspoken feelings that were never spared.
Oh, then, so this is an Axel Fifi song? Oh, how sweet.
I don't know. Apparently this song spawned November Rain along with Estranged from Use Your Illusion 2. That's what Rolling Stone magazine said anyway.
I really don't see the correlation.
I'm telling you, I can send you the link for the article.
I believe you.
But here's the second part of that third section here. Let's go. I wanna kick this back a little bit. He shoehorns the word deserve in there.
He says deserve?
Yeah. He says all those unspoken feelings that were never spared, like I said. And then the next line is, at those who understand that love deserves respect. But I want you to listen for it here, okay? I'm going to kick it back about 10 seconds here.
These lyrics don't match with this music at all.
No.
No, at all. Spared. Did you hear the word deserve in there anywhere?
No.
Yeah.
I can't make out half of what he's saying.
No.
The bullhorn distortion stuff fucks it all up. But guys, we are at a minute and 30 seconds of a 4.5 minute song, and you've heard the entire song already, lyrically. That's it. It's going to start. I'm sorry. The next section is about it. I think there's like 10 or 15 seconds, but you've pretty much heard the entire song in a minute and a half.
Well, what's really confusing me, because let's be honest here, Axl Rose has never been a great singer, that it sounds like he's trying to do like a Bruce Dickinson or, I had his name and then I lost it, the lead singer of Judas Priest.
Halford,
that it's like he's trying to do that. And it's like, you can't do that. Like, just do your Axl Rose shit. Like, this, it feels really uncomfortable.
Yeah, see, I wasn't thinking Rob Halford. I was thinking more of, like, Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah, I can see that, too. Like, he's not
King
using...
King Diamond or somebody.
Yeah, like, he's not using his natural singing voice. He's trying to emulate somebody, and whoever he's trying to emulate, it's not working out for him.
He's trying to emulate, he's trying to emulate 1985 Axl Rose is what he's doing, and he can't do it anymore.
No.
And it sounds like that.
These peaks and valleys with his vocal range is ridiculous, because he'll hit that falsetto at one point, and then he drops down and tries to, like, swell up from it. This is bizarre.
Well, and to echo that it's like he doesn't have that capability anymore. He hasn't had that capability shit probably since, I would say, mid 90s, maybe early 2000s. And even then, that's kind of being a little generous.
He is singing along with the guitar melody, if you haven't picked up on that yet.
Yeah.
Is this Fat Axl? He sounds fat.
Yeah, this is December of 2023 Axl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chonky Axl.
It was wrote in the Chinese democracy era and recorded rough demo track, but they finally put it down solid and played it live last year at some festival for the first time. So Axl decided to put it on that B-side.
Okay.
Are you sure instead of Chinese democracy that it wasn't a Chinese buffet that he wrote this at?
But oops.
That was bad.
It almost landed, Teresa.
Almost. I'm kidding.
It landed and skid off the table. Yep. It's, you know what I mean? Like it. All right, so here's some more. Then it slows back down again.
That's Guns N' Roses' version of Down With the Sickness, where he's like, no, mommy, don't do it again. I'll be a good boy.
Yeah, or the Corn Daddy thing.
This guy is got to be close to 60 years old at this point, and he's singing these kind of lyrics? That's fucking pathetic.
I know. Like,
he's over
this
60,
song
right?
is completely unnecessary. And I'm still really hard-pressed to see any correlation how November Rain can ever be attached to this. It makes no sense.
When we get done here, I'll send you the link where you can read it for yourself.
Well, no, like I said, I totally trust your research. It's just like, to me, it doesn't, like, something's not connecting. Like, I don't understand how this is tied to it.
Yeah, something's not stirring the Kool-Aid, right?
No.
But you see what I mean? Like, at a minute 30, this thing started over again with the Daddy Don't. And the next line after this is the, can anybody tell me? This is going to start all over again. This song was over at a minute and a half.
So I have to ask, like, the whole, like, I'm assuming that guitar part that was Slash.
Well, yeah.
That's the laziest Slash has ever been. Like, all he's just doing is, pew, 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 and that's it.
Yeah, but what do you, I mean, honestly, Teresa, what would you do to save this? Like, there is, the moment everyone started playing their instruments and this is what came out, there was no saving it at all. So, yeah, you just give up.
We're listening to Slash actually give up. The one time he doesn't want to showboat.
Yeah, I don't know who they have playing rhythm. I don't know any of the members of Guns N' Roses anymore, but the main three that we all know. You know, Axl, Duff, and Slash. And Slash, right. Slash is playing it safe even when he's harmonizing with the rhythm. You know what I mean? Even when his little lead parts or his little walk-off stuff. It's all safe Slash. he hasn't went out of the box and done anything crazy yet, because this is not a crazy song. This is a safe song for them, I think, but at the same time, it's way out of the box. You know what I mean?
Is there a solo in this?
I told you about that. It's misplaced, Brandon.
Well, I'm waiting for it, God damn it. Like, yeah. Right now. It should happen right now.
Exactly. Like, right now, like, honestly, I know we're not, like, a fan of, like, the split songs to where it turns into two different things, but, like, now, like, this would be a great time to turn it into like a face melting, like rock and roll Guns N' Roses song. Like that would be an excellent transition.
This song doesn't require a face melting solo because the tempo doesn't ask for it. The tempo. Doesn't
no, I know.
Ask for it, you know what I mean?
But switch it into a Guns N' Roses song, not this weird, like we want to be
corn
sneaker pimps 20 years after the fact.
Yeah, this is definitely not Take Me Down to Paradise City, Teresa. This is not the Guns N' Roses you're looking for. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, this
no,
is way past
he was
that.
Inspired by Jonathan Davis in this fucking thing. This is a Korn ripoff.
Yeah. It really is.
It's kind of grungy, right? It's not like metal rock like you would think Guns N' Roses would do in 2023. This is more grungy than it is. They missed that boat a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But here's some more of the Daddy Don'ts, I guess.
Great.
She's so sad. Fuck.
Oh, I forgot to tell you there was a tempo change and he was kind of talk rapping a little bit. I forgot to mention that part.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's, my name is Axel and I'm here to say.
Yeah, I was going to surprise you with that part. I wasn't going to say anything about it and kind of let you experience that in the natural there. Yeah.
I don't like the song.
No, I'm ready for it to be over.
I am too.
We got about a minute and a half, guys. We're almost there.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
I wanted to get to this part. This, okay, we've got 30 seconds left, I think, roundaboutish.
About that, yeah.
Here comes the guitar solo.
At the end?
Great.
At the end, yeah. If you notice, he starts to, you know, sing with the guitar a little bit more here, and then it just fades into that solo at the end here.
Wow.
Like this part here, I would expect this to repeat while Slash comes in with the solo and plays on top of it.
Right. He kind of does, but he fades it out quicker than you would think he would.
Okay.
Wow.
God, that was so lame.
Guns N' Roses needs to stop.
Teresa, Guns N' Roses needed to stop 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not quite 20. After, right before Chinese Democracy came out, they needed to stop before it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Anything after, what is it, the spaghetti incident or whatever the hell it was called? Anything after that? Throw it in the trash.
Oof. But, yeah, oof.
That was Guns N' Roses with the General, Teresa.
Yeah.
That was the longest, like, 20 minutes of going through a song that we've ever experienced on this show. Like, from second one, I was waiting for this thing to be over. It just dragged on and on and on. Oh, my God.
We normally take
about 30 minutes-ish a song. I told you it was over after a minute, so we've already said all the things about it after the first 2 minutes. The second half is just repeating ourselves, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nothing really to talk about.
This 20 minutes felt like 2 hours. Holy shit.
I think time actually stopped. Oh, well, guys.
Yeah, what do you got, Teresa?
I'll tell you, mine isn't that boring. That's for sure.
Well, at least we got that going for us, Brandon.
Exactly. This'll wake you guys up right quick. So, do you guys remember a little band by the name of Filter?
Oh, I do.
Yes. Yeah. Do you know that last year that they put out a new album?
I wasn't aware.
Yes, they have new music. They have a new album called The Algorithm, which was kind of in the same vein as Guns N' Roses, that this was supposed to be a sequel to their first album that they released, Short Bus, and this one was supposed to be called Rebus.
What is it with the sequels?
I don't know. Happy accident, I guess.
That's what's popular, that's why.
Yeah. But the reason why it wasn't called Rebus is because that they actually were doing like a crowdfunding thing and they didn't receive enough money to do it. So they kind of put it on the shelf, and that was back in like 2020. Well, and this is another.
Hold on. I don't mean to cut you off, Teresa. Well, actually I do, because I got a question.
Yes.
They were going to name it Rebus, but they crowdfunded for the album and they didn't have enough money to call it that?
They didn't have enough money to complete, to do the album or to do the project. Like, they didn't crowdfund enough money. And so that project or this album was supposed to be called Rebus.
They didn't get enough royalties from the popular shit in the 90s or what?
Apparently not. So, okay. They ended up shelving this project for 2 years because this was back in 2019, 2020. Well, this is another rekindling story because apparently the lead singer and the former guitarist from the first album, they both were at a Veruca Salt concert one night. And so the lead singer of Veruca Salt knew that they were both in the audience and was like, hey, you guys need to get over yourselves and you need to rekindle. So they rekindled, they started putting ideas together, and then that's where they decided instead of Rebus, they're going to do The Algorithm.
So they didn't have enough money 3 years ago, but now they have enough money to make an album.
Apparently.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
So Filter was a one-album wonder, one-hit wonder type of band. You know what I mean? They had a couple songs off of one album. And this is the second thing? Like, they only had, like, one album, right?
I think, if I remember right, I think they've put out, like, 4 albums. Oh. It's just that none of them have recaptured the same one as their first one with Hey Man, Nice Shot.
Right, yeah.
So on this album, they decided to release their first single. And their first single is called For the Beaten. And they they say that they're trying to experiment with new sounds and bring back their old sounds. Well, the sound in this song, I hope you pick up, because it sounds like they're stealing from another band that was featured on this show not that long ago. So let me go ahead and get this started, and I'll see if you guys can make the correlation, because you'll hear it right from the jump.
It's Dragon Force.
Not Dragon Force. So, like I said, well, I want you guys to see if you can pick up which band I'm referring to. So here is Filter for the Beaten.
Of fire can't eliminate, just looking for a peaceful view. I cannot stand what they've done to you.
This sounds like a super group, Teresa. This sounds like Dope. This sounds like Kings of Leon. This sounds like fucking Kenny Minetta. This sounds like, I could keep going. This sounds like all kinds of people.
See, like my initial thought was, remember that Limp Bizkit song? I can't remember it off the top of my head, but it's like so fresh.
We brought it out of style.
Out of style, yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's what it reminds me of. And I actually had to look it up because it's like, holy shit, did they get Wes Borland for this? No, this is them experimenting. That it's like, it's almost like this is Photograph and that in one song. It cannot decide what song it wants to be. And I can never remember the lead singer's vocals, Richard Patrick, the lead singer, that he cannot decide how he wants to sing. That he does like kind of singing, then he starts yelling, then he starts screaming, then he goes back to shouting, and it's like,
well,
it's,
that scream was very lackluster. Yeah. There's nothing to that.
And he's also pushing 60, so another case of you're losing your pipes, you're not what you used to be.
I was gonna say I didn't even hear a scream, so.
Oh, you'll hear it, but let's mosey on here.
Like the way he said right reasons. We have the right reasons.
Well, he has like that nasally right reasons. Like he gets that.
Well, he
whiny
says it that
nasally.
He says it that way so that he can rhyme it with beaten.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the rhyming scheme in this is terrible.
Yeah, it's all real elementary.
Yeah. What do they call that? An AB rhyme scheme, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, but like but even the words, like he's only rhyming one syllable words.
Yeah.
So it's very, basic very, shit. Yeah, there's nothing there.
Very elementary. Yeah.
Well, and what I wish I would have had more time to clip, because I noticed this, like, especially around this part, that his vocal style has not changed one iota. That he has no range. That you could play Hey Man, Nice Shot. You could play Photograph. You could play this song. You could play any Filter song. And it all, the vocals are the exact same. Like he cannot change his tone other than monotone to yelling to screaming. That's it.
That's called vocal strain, Teresa. That's what that is.
It sounds terrible.
He's trying to reach forward and he can't, and he's just, you know what I mean? Like he can't quite get the note that he's looking for.
No, and now that he's gotten older, you can hear that strain in his voice even harder. And it's just like, you're not a spring chicken anymore. Quit doing this shit.
No way these guys are 60, Teresa.
Yeah. I think... 60? Yeah, I want to say that he's pushing... Or yeah, the lead singer, he's 55, so he's pushing 60.
Yeah, I guess. 60 just sounds like, oh my God, like he filters 60? There's no way. You know what I mean?
I know.
Feeling old, Red?
Well, I guess you could say that. I mean, Axel is like 65 or 63 or something. You know what I mean? So there's no way that that's the same time period. You know what I mean? But I guess it's just different genres of music in the same time period.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Do you guys want to keep going?
Well, we kind of got to, Teresa. We don't really want to. But...
I know. All right. Let's keep going. Take a crooks over to peaceful march of carry books. Just looking for friend view. I cannot stand what they put you through.
Did I hear like somebody smack pots and pans with a wood spoon in there or something? That's what that sounded like.
It's very possible.
Is there any way you can go back like 20 seconds, Teresa?
Sure.
Oh, great.
It was super out of place.
That's what we need.
That's good right there.
Oh, okay. They put you through. I think it's just how they produced it. I think it's just electronic, like 808 tinny sound.
It's the most jarring transition between this whatever wuss rock bullshit that they're doing and then the dubstep for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, the genres don't match.
Well, and that's what I mean. It's two songs in one.
But yeah, exactly, because they're not even trying to blend it well together. Like, it's like, okay, this is that one part, and then we're going to stop doing all the lyrics, and I might scream a little bit, but we'll do dubstep after that, and then we'll jump back into this World on Fire, Down to the Wire bullshit.
It really has a you guys remember Twisted Transistor by Korn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of sounds like that a little bit. The EDM dubstep parts.
Well, and
yeah, maybe a little bit.
Well, and quite honestly, I think this song would be fine, and I probably wouldn't have even batted an eye on it if they would have kept like the dubsteppy guitar shit out of it. Like, it would have been a fine song, maybe a little bit of like a harder guitar, but not this. Like I said, I keep waiting for Fred Durst to go pop on it. Fresh, you know, because it's just so out of place. And it's like, whose idea was this? Like, I was trying to find like who came up with this, and I couldn't really find anything. It just basically said who helped write and co-write the song. And that's my biggest question. Why would you do this to a song that could have been okay?
No, there's no hope for this song. This song could not have been okay, no matter how you spin it. I don't think the genre mixing like that with the filter lyrics and the sound with Jesus Jones in the background, this EDM dubstep or EFM or whatever the hell it is, the genres don't mix. Like, they're clashing, and it makes for a shitty song.
Well, that's my point. Like, if you
don't go together.
If you would get rid of the EDM shit, this could have been an okay song. But having that, it's like having ice thrown on you. It's so abrupt and it's so jarring.
Yeah, but the middle school lyrics don't help the case anymore.
No.
So if you took the EDM shit out of it, it still doesn't make it a good song. It has hope or whatever. it couldn't have been a good song, because even if you take the EDM out, the lyrics are still shit as well, and the rhyming of these simple words are stupid. It doesn't fit.
Well, he's also soft screaming. It's not like he's actually like belting it out and to the point where you can feel it. Right. It sounds like he's screaming quietly in a room where he's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, and that's a silly thing, that it's like the lyrics in the song are very childish. And, you know, I don't want to keep going back to Hey Man, Nice Shot. Not saying that Hey Man, Nice Shot was, you know, lyrical brilliance, because it's not. But at least it told a story, and it was, for the most part, well written. This, even with the lyrics on the screen, I have no idea what the fuck he's trying to get across. None whatsoever.
Take the EDM out of it, put in guitars and actual drum kits, and then it might sound, dare I say, better.
Yeah, it would be okay.
Because I just said nothing's going to make this song better, but be filter. I know we always talk about stepping out of the box and doing your own thing and reinventing your sound and all that kind of shit. I get it. It's whatever. But don't go from filter and Hey Man, Nice Shot and Photograph and all these other popular songs that people know you for to this. This is not memorable. The only way we're going to remember this is because the fucking lyrics are shitty and the EDM is fucking terrible. There's nothing memorable, positive for this song at all.
No. At all. And I mean, honestly, like I have yet to hear the rest of the album. I'm hoping maybe there's better music on there. But if this, and that's what's so bizarre to me, that this is what you're trying to sell the public on. Like, this was your first release, because I believe the album was released in August 2023. And I think this was released in July, either like July or the beginning of August, like right before the album was coming out.
Yeah, so this is the single?
This is the first single off the album.
Wow.
So
can we just finish it?
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready for it to be done with. It's so obnoxious.
And it doesn't get much better.
Great.
And
just gonna repeat?
I'd hate to say it, but, huh?
Is it just going to repeat for the rest of the song?
It does. I was just going to say, like, you've heard the entire song already. And for the rest of the song, it pretty much repeats itself with a little bit of different ways that he tries to sing the lyrics. And then the...
That was pretty good, Teresa. That was pretty good.
I'm becoming a master of voices.
It sounds like dial-up in 1995.
I'm the next Rich Little.
Oh, God.
But it is, like, this is so disappointing, especially because, like, you're trying to make this big comeback and remind the world of who Filter is, and you failed miserably. This was a piss-poor attempt.
His high end,
there's still another minute.
His high-end vocals are very strained. Very strained.
They are.
That last section before this clip came up was really bad.
See, and with Axel, somebody was squeezing his nuts. I think Patrick Michael sat on his nuts.
Oh. That's no fun. That's no fun.
Either way, it's still not good. It's still not good. Well, guys, do you want to pull the Band-Aid off and just ride it on through? We've got
It's another minute.
another minute, 9 seconds. Can we do it?
That's a slow pulling Band-Aid, Teresa.
Well, if we need to stop, if you need to catch your breath, let me know. Because,
get it over with.
It's kind of the same thing that it's just like, what else is there to say about it? It's not good. So let me know if you
need a breather. The video concept is kind of dumb, too. I mean, now that we're not talking about the video at all, but the video is kind of dumb.
Yeah, I don't.
The astronaut animation? I don't understand the astronaut animation.
I really don't understand that either. And unfortunately, I didn't get far enough to see what that was all about. But I'm sure it's probably some nonsensical reason. So
none of it meshes at all. Like, no. Any of it.
The only thing that meshes is when they do the weird EDM guitar is that the screen gets all wonky. That fits, I guess. But all right, let's try and make it through.
Just had an epiphany, guys. This is fucking Linkin Park. This is Linkin Park. The whole meteor thing and the Transformer animation and the fucking music and the lyrics and the Chester Bennington pitch. I've been trying to figure out who the fuck he sounds like this entire time, and that's who it is. Or who he's trying to sound like, anyway.
The lyrics aren't sad enough for Linkin Park, though.
I'm just talking about the long-held Chester Bennington screams and the however you did it, Teresa, whatever it was.
I don't know if I can do it again.
Yeah, it sounds like DJ Han in there. This is Linkin Park, dude. No doubt this is Linkin Park. That's what
I can definitely see it, that this sound isn't theirs. They're definitely ripping off a lot of people, and it doesn't feel natural. It doesn't feel right. And if I can be completely honest, like, this last portion of the song before EDM guitar decided to interrupt everything, that if the song would have been that would have been an okay song. Like, that was the point I was trying to get at, that would have been fine. But no, you get ear fucked by brow. It's just like, why did you go that route?
I don't think any of this would have been fine either way, Teresa.
No, there really isn't much saving to this at all.
No, you could do, I mean, the only way this would be a better song is if it was a different song. You know, I've made True. That stupid yeah. point. I've made that stupid point before too. The only way this would be better is if it was a different song.
Yeah. If this was Hey Man, Nice Shot.
You could put this on a Linkin Park album, and I would absolutely 100% believe that it was fucking Chester Bennington.
Yeah, if you said this was AI Chester, that would be believable, too.
Or that, too. Yeah, or that, too.
Well, we only have about, like, 17 seconds left.
Why are we stopping it?
Red had an epiphany.
Yeah, I had to get it out.
It's Linkin Park, guys!
Oh, come on. You needed a break, and you know it.
I just like watching I just like watching you suffer, Brandon. That's all.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, let's finish her up. And that's it.
They even ended it on a dud.
Yep. Here's our logo. Oh, and Golden Robot Records is our new record company, too, by the way. In case you were wondering what that was about.
A whole record company?
No, like, that's who they're under, is Golden Robot Records. They didn't start their own company. They hired them.
Okay.
So, So yeah, that's what I've got. At least it kind of perked everybody up a little bit.
Yeah, but both of those songs were incredibly difficult to get through. This is a tough episode.
Yeah, I kind of want to go
jump in traffic, kind of.
It was a little bit, like, I felt kind of uncomfortable just because it's like, I just wanted them to end already. And they weren't. And it's just like, come on, you're getting my anxiety up. I'm getting impatient.
Yeah, your song didn't really pick things up at all. It still dragged on and on and on. Like, it just had a heavier sound to it.
Well, exactly. It woke everybody up. I mean, EDM guitars.
Yeah, EDM guitars pissed me off.
Mm-hmm. It was not good.
I don't even know where to go from here. This is a...
this is a Sophie's Choice this week, for sure.
It really is. I mean, you guys know what to do. You go over to shittysong.show. You get to decide which one of these songs deserves to move on. If you think the fucking 4.5 minute nothing that Guns N' Roses decided to put out, the General, was that what it was called?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you think The General was worse this week, then you vote for Guns N' Roses. Otherwise, that screeching nonsense with soft screaming from Filter is going to move on.
The Dial of Internet song.
Yep. And no goddamn ties this week.
Yeah, someone's not happy about that.
No.
Don't say that, Teresa.
I'm saying it. Otherwise, the shitheads will be grounded again.
This is a toss-up. It could go one way or the other. So if it ends up in
really
a tie,
could.
It's fucking, it is what it is.
I'll be happy either way. Either one is a solid contender, so.
Yeah, starting off the year with a tie is not a good sign, though.
Mm-mm.
Just saying.
It's not. That's true.
We could end up with a whole tiebreaker episode at the end of the year before the fucking shitty song of the year.
Don't start that shit. Don't even put that out there.
It can happen, Teresa. It can happen.
No.
No, it won't happen. We'll have off-camera conversation about that.
I will rig the vote.
Here we go.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's as good a place as any to wrap it up, guys. Is there anything you want to promote while we're here?
Yes. If you want to head over to patreon.com/SSOTW to sign up for the $5 shitbox tier. Every Sunday, you'll gain access to the video version of this episode, along with early voting. You'll also unlock the hidden tracks, shit blankets, the only shitty song of the week episode to be DMCA'd, and so much more. So head over to patreon.com/SSOTW and sign up for the shitbox tier today.
You almost had it, Teresa.
I almost did. I can't be perfect all the time.
Well, you need to be. That's your fucking job.
I know. I'm trying.
She's like, I'm going to come on and be a guest, so I don't have to do my fucking job this week.
I kind of did my job.
Yeah.
Partially.
Yeah. Ugh. God damn it. Well, let's get the hell out of here, guys. That's going to wrap it up for this week. So as always, this has been Brandon.
And I'm Ryan.
And I'm Teresa.
Until next time.
Later.
Bye.
If you'd like to hear the hidden track for this episode in its entirety, go to patreon.com/SSOTW and click on the shitbox tier.